Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Morning now, 7:45 here on a Wednesday. Three big things. Trump administration notifies Congress that the U.S. will withdraw from the World Health Organization.
Two.
Wichita City Council renames McAdams Park Pool after prominent architect Charles McAfee.
One.
Sedgwick County hires additional staff to cut down on delays in responding to COVID-19 questions from the public. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Seeing some heavy traffic right now. This is on Kellogg, east and westbound, right around the Seneca Sycamore exits. So watch out for some heavy traffic and spots along Kellogg right now. And the gasoline prices in Wichita, unfortunately, the high end going up. I'm seeing lots of stations at $1.99 a gallon this morning. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 93 degrees. 40% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 71. Thursday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance for showers and storms. Tomorrow's high, 94. Now partly cloudy. We have a south wind at 5 miles per hour and 72 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 7:47, Steve and Ted. A long-awaited phone may be available soon.
Fox on Tech.
The coronavirus has delayed the arrival of several new devices from smartphones to laptops, but rumors are starting to circulate that Samsung's Galaxy Note 20 Ultra may be coming soon. Pictures in a YouTube video are making the rounds that show a device that looks similar to other images that actually surfaced on Samsung's Russian website at the start of the month. The images show a thinner phone with the curved display that wraps around the edge. On the back, three different camera lenses are housed in a small bump out from the back, including one that The Verge suggests is a folded zoom lens, as well as a laser sensor for the camera's autofocus. The phones will likely access faster 5G data networks, though the wireless providers have been quiet the past few months on expansion of the next generation wireless. Historically, Samsung takes the wraps off new phones toward the end of summer, but the ongoing coronavirus pandemic delayed the usual date, which now, rumor suggests, is set for late August. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
Allstate is acquiring National General Holdings Corporation for $4 billion in cash as it expands its insurance portfolio. National General shareholders will get $32 a share from Allstate, plus closing dividends of about $2.50 per share for a total of about $34.50 a share. National General's board has already approved the deal, which is expected to close in early 2021. So Allstate buying another insurance company there. Wall Street's recent string of big gains came to an abrupt stop Tuesday as stocks closed broadly lower following a pullback in markets overseas. The S&P fell 34 points, snapping a five-day winning streak. Technology stocks, banks, and companies that rely on consumer spending accounted for a big slice of the slide. Bond yields fell, and the price of gold rose, another sign of caution in the market. The Dow fell 396 points. The Nasdaq came off an all-time high, losing 89 points. That's what was happening on Wall Street yesterday. Levi's said it will cut 700 office jobs, or about 15% of its worldwide corporate workforce, as the jeans seller deals with a sharp drop in sales due to the coronavirus pandemic. San Francisco-based company said the layoffs will save about $100 million a year and will not affect workers at its stores or factories. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
People
Ted?
People not buying jeans in the last few months.
People aren't buying jeans. I've been out and buying jeans. I don't buy them online like some people will, because I like to try clothes on before I buy them.
Well, why don't they start selling denim face masks?
It'd be kind of rough on your face, wouldn't it?
Maybe. I guess.
All right. I had a face mask on last night. I had one of those NT95s or whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
Worked very well. Got a little metal thing in there. Keeps it on your nose. Kind of pinch it together there. I confess, I was tuning around the TV channels last night. Talking about what is it, Fox Classic? Fox Sports? Something like that.
Well, no, it was just Fox Sports Midwest.
Is that what it is?
Fox.
They were showing the 1980 ALCS, American League Championship Series between the Royals and the Yankees.
Yeah.
Of course, that was the year the Royals won the World Series.
That was the year they won the pennant, yeah.
But it was interesting to watch, to see the guys, George Brett, Reggie Jackson, all the players on both teams. It'd been 40 years since I watched that.
Yep, I was watching some of that too last night. Yeah.
Interesting to me that all the guys knew how to wear their pants and their shoes properly. There wasn't all this craziness going on. And saw George Brett swing the bat. That was the year he hit. Is that the year he hit almost 400?
Yeah, that was 80.
Yeah, because I was telling
George Sherry, was pretty much at the top of his game at that point.
I remember we were up there for a game when he was right at 400 late in the season. We saw a game that year. So that was kind of fun to watch. Dennis Leonard was pitching for the Royals.
Yep.
Amos Otis out there in center field. Hal McRae, who would become a manager.
Yes.
Let's see, who else was it? John Wathen was in the game, so he would
another
be manager of the Royals.
Future manager.
Yes, it was interesting to see all the cast there, the guys back in the day.
Yeah, and they kept showing George Steinbrenner, of course, the very outspoken owner of the New York Yankees at the time. He wasn't sitting in a private, he was sitting down with the crowd.
At Kauffman Stadium,
yeah.
Royal Stadium, whatever
it was.
He was
in some down low seats. And then when the Yankees lost the last out in the ninth inning, they had a camera on him. And George just kind of stood up and gruffly had to start walking up all those steps to wherever he was leaving to.
In front of everybody.
Kauffman Stadium,
probably,
yeah.
Probably heard from a few of them while he was doing that, too. All right, Ted, 7:52 here.
But
Stephen
that was a yeah, that was fun
to
watch.
Fun to
last
watch
night.
That,
and I didn't even know. I just kind of happened onto it.
Yeah,
hey,
me
this
too.
Is pretty interesting.
But it was fun to watch and harken back to the time when my daughter, who's now grown and has four kids, was about 5 years old at the time. How about that? All right, 7:52. Steve and Ted, local banks and the PPP. Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Small Business Administration data shows that Wichita-based banks led the way for area Paycheck Protection Program borrowers. Loans were overwhelmingly obtained through local banks more than the big banks, such as Bank of America and Wells Fargo. 38 banks completed at least 5 loans for businesses in the greater Wichita area. You can search our database. It's at wichitabusinessjournal.com. Spirit AeroSystems has decided to extend its remote work plant in Wichita. Workers of Spirit who can do their jobs from home will continue to do so until after Labor Day. According to a message to employees, workers that have been telecommuting will remain on that plan until Tuesday, September 8th. Spirit had expected to lift the telework arrangements later this month. And colleges and universities have a decision to make about online classes or allowing students to enter classrooms. The U.S. now says foreign students must leave if their classes go fully online. That's a proposal from the administration. Students holding visas for either academic or vocational courses that have moved fully online will have to leave the country or transfer to a school with in-person teaching, school with a person teaching to remain in lawful status. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Sure would like to see life get back to normal, wouldn't we? Wow.
Boy, no kidding.
I'm getting kind of tired of this pandemic thing.
Yeah.
The hot weather going on today is National Freezer Pop Day.
Ooh.
Freezer pops have a long history, more than 60 years old. History includes kids and summer fun. And this freezer pop, that's the thing that comes in a tube, right? And several of them, and you just put them in the freezer.
Maybe so. Is it a popsicle or the...
No, I don't think so. It's just a freezer pop, so...
Okay.
Popsicle, I think, is a different thing. Anyway, it's that time of the year. You need to have something cool for the kids.
Oh, man,
else.
Those are good, aren't
They're
they?
Good. All right, guys, 7:55.
Anything that's coming out of that freezer portion is good
no
these
kidding.
Days.
You bet.
Anything that's frozen.
Even if I just stand there and look at it, I automatically feel better because you've got a cold air coming at
it. It's cold air. All right, guys, thanks. 7:55 now. Stay with Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning for the latest on the Trump administration's efforts to withdraw from the World Health Organization. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yep, we'll hear from Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes for signing that 10-year contract extension, and we'll hear from his coach, too.
Plus, entertainment news on the way, right?
Yep, we'll get you caught up on the entertainment news you need to know coming up at 8:35 this morning with some good information.
And traffic and weather on the way. In the 8 o'clock hour, stay here. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.